like Mother Teresa, because of her kindness and selflessness. She's said to be a saint, and yes, like Joan of Arc, she might be a saint, but when she clenches a fist, she's a soldier in the army. This woman is on the battlefield, sometimes mistaken for a man, and she's one just extra, because see, this one's a fighter with the bravery of Milan. She slams, wins, and defends her title like Becky Lynch. She's a man, because she smashes words with her kicks like Van. So she's not your typical princess or some damsel in financial distress in need of saving, or some sleeping beauty who sleeps around waiting for some rich prince to rescue her from being a spinster by marrying her with a kiss. Please, she's an Athena, goddess of flame, Zena, poetess or like Xena, a warrior princess, except the royalty she flexes is in names like Princess Nakatindi, Kasune, Mutale, Natasha Chansa, or Tigress. Oh yes, she's fierce, because even as a lion lazes around, she goes out to hunt like a lioness and brings back home food for her cubs. She may vend on the streets, but she's like the merchant ships bringing home food from afar. She rises at dawn, considers a field, buys it, clothes herself with dignity and strength. Her kids and husband call her blessed because... Righteous, she's a glorious daughter in ministry and gods, vessel of liquid love, a high flyer like eagles, you're humble before an altar ego, billionaire praying past the henna in heels, you're on her knees, groaning with fiery tongues as she opens her mouth to speak. And if you ask her what a woman is, like a city on a Jackie Hill, she'll tell you to ask a god who made her, cause it's for her genes. When it comes to beauty pageants, allow me the honor to introduce her as Miss Serious Genetics, because not even mad scientists can fully decrypt her anatomy and see her beauty may fade. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised, because she knows I'm not my own, but his. Her smile, classic. And sense of humor could make her a comic, and so she marvels at how her pain can seize the instant she and a newborn meet. And to think that with her ceasing to exist, the human race would be extinct, can some fingers snap, because this woman is, wow, poetry. She's Kenyan and a world champion, heard through frequency or read in Queen Sheba's collection of thoughts and poems. She's every letter, word, line and verse, dancing on Tozaki Shangi's melanin for colored girls who have considered suicide. She's the Shani screaming, making me know why the cage birds sing like Maya Angelou, in a phenomenal woman. And for a superhero, she's love, learning her name or wearing her cape and telling you, I am Womb Man. A protector sketched in Snala's paranoia, because it's either she's somebody's mother like Melchizedek, supermom, Quest's daughter, Jemima's sister. She speaks up for her, stretches her hand, stands, and a sister's keeper. Esther Perry, cause I love her, she beats fear, feeling inferior and cancer. So what's petty competition like in your hair even? She's tough, even as a single mom like my sis Priscilla. She's a bad assassin mom on a hunt to kill bills. She kills rent, electricity and water bills, struggles but still finds a way to feed, clothe and educate her kid. I said this woman kills bills. So make no mistake to underestimate her. Or how is it that you can still make jokes about how you can rape her or how you hit her, then Adam blame her when you were called to Christ-like love her? And he who finds her finds a good thing, because her worth is far above rubies. And you've met her more than once, and not just in books like Esther, Proverbs and Ruth, but even at the well as a Samaritan woman, in poems and songs of songs as well. And that don't mean as King Solomon's or someone's lover, but a clicker in love with poetry, hip-hop and God like the Shulamite girls. So hope you like the chase, cause she's a sport for sure, and not afraid to pass the ball, because to reach her goal she's a team like she, Polo, and Coach Jesus follows the goal of being God's, and an amazing wife, mom or nun. She's many but one, like a bride of Christ whose parts may be many but body is one. Beautiful like stars in a constellation of guitar strings playing melodies as many as how she's one in a lily million. She's virtuous love and purpose personified in all God had in mind creating you. Because dear woman, this woman is you.